Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They'll be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7, KCTT, Yellville, Mountain Home.
Thank you, Matt Sharp. We are here courtside here at Fayetteville High School in the auxiliary gym of the Fayetteville High. Benjamin Kelly filling in this weekend here at the Bulldog Classic. And, well, the first half of play has come to a close here. And Mountain Home, really, let's see, there were 16 minutes total in the first half. And for literally about the 13 of those 16 minutes, Mountain Home had the lead, and but they trailed here at the half by a score of 18-16. Taking a look at kind of how things progressed, Mountain Home jumped out to an early 5-0 lead before North Little Rock got back within a point, and then another three from Hannah Pfeiffer made it a four-point ball game, and Mountain Home led by as many as five and held North Little Rock without a field goal for the first 4.5 minutes of the first quarter. The Lady Charging Wildcats did not have their first field goal until the 3:29 mark of the opening quarter. And as I mentioned, Mountain Home led for most of that first half of play. North Little Rock finally gained the lead on two free throw attempts made by Amber Hawkinson, who finished with 7 second quarter points. She averages 15 a night at the 3:15 mark in the second quarter. That 18-16 lead has held so far for the Charging Wildcats, as they have the advantage 18-16 here in the after the first half of play. Taking a look at some scores here for you, Hannah Pfeiffer had three made triple tries in that first quarter of play. She finished the opening half with 11 points. She had 16 points against West Memphis, and the last time she played at this high school, she had 13 at Fayetteville back in mid-November. So she has 11 to lead all scorers in this contest right now, as Kyra Penn had a field goal in the second quarter of play. Riley Walker has one, but I couldn't tell you how many assists that she actually has, but quite a few. She's done a good job of commanding the offense for the majority of that first half of play. Emma Martin had a field goal as well to round out the total points, 11 of which came from Hannah Pfeiffer, the senior guard for Mountain Home. Now on the side for North Little Rock, Jordan Neal finished with 3 points in that opening half of play, all of which came in the first quarter. Amber Hawkinson had 7 points, all of which came in the second. Demila Brown had 3 points. 3 points for Yamiris Morris. That's noteworthy because Morris is averaging a double-double. Entering action tonight, she is the 6'2 senior forward headed to Texas Christian next season. So she's held to just 3 points, and Anna Grace Foreman, granted, she didn't have a bucket in that first half of play, but boy, she's played outstanding defense, has had great vision at the top of the key when Mountain Home has run that backdoor cutting play specifically for Hannah Pfeiffer against the man-to-man defense employed by North Little Rock, and she's done a good job to hold Morris to just 3 points in the first half, and 2 points for Anaya Pettis to round out 18 total points for the North Little Rock Charging Wildcats, the 2-7A state runner-up from a season ago after they were defeated by Fayetteville in the 7A state championship a season ago. Fayetteville, the host of this tournament, they are warming up during the halftime of the Mountain Home North Little Rock contest. Mountain Home now shooting their halftime warm-ups here to get ready for the second half of play. About 5 minutes away from second half action, we'll have more here on the halftime show. Right after these words, you're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, "Failing to prepare is preparing to fail." And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventive maintenance, or a new unit. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.
Is it time to make a change? Integrity First Bank has been headquartered in Mountain Home, serving the Twin Lakes area since 1963. Although we've grown through the years, we're only as big as you need us to be. With five local offices, we are a full-service bank offering everything from convenient online and mobile banking, home lending and financing, to trust and wealth management services. You can bank on Integrity First to provide hometown, quality banking service with local decisions that our friends and neighbors have trusted for more than half a century. We invite you to come experience it for yourself at Integrity First Bank.
GEICO presents unhelpful home improvement how-tos.
Overhanging trees present a real danger. During high winds, falling branches can damage roofs and windows. So today, I'll show you how to protect your home by wrapping it in bubble packaging. All you need is a staple gun and 142,000 feet of bubble packaging. Let's get started.
You could try to protect your home with bubble packaging, or you could get covered for personal property damage through the GEICO Insurance Agency. Call GEICO and see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
At Ace, the best brands make the best gifts. So take everything you love about Christmas and wrap it in red. Right now, you can save $50 with new lower prices on all Weber Spirit grills. Plus, enjoy free assembly and delivery on any grill $3.99 and up. Just like Santa, our elves build it and a guy in red delivers it. Get the perfect gifts at the perfect price. Now at your neighborhood Ace. Free local assembly and delivery must be scheduled with participating Ace store for Ace Rewards members only through 12/24. Store stock only. See store.
Benjamin Kelly back with you here courtside here in the Auxiliary Gymnasium at Fayetteville High School here in the opening game of this Bulldog Classic. Glad to be with you and a very good evening for everyone listening back at home. And, well, some pretty good news to report. It's an 18-16 contest. Mountain Home led for the majority of that opening half, 13 of the 16 minutes. But right now they trail by just a bucket at the half. And, well, there was actually some discrepancy about how many fouls Anna Grace Foreman had in the first half. I had her down as two. The official book of Mountain Home had her down as two. However, the official book at the scores table had her down for three. So I'll be curious to see. And now Del Leonard, he's talking with the officials here just to the left of me. And at least pointing at me to say that we verified with our radio guy. And he said that Foreman only had two fouls. And it always makes me nervous when they bring the radio guy and say, look, he's got her down for two fouls. My book is by no means official. However, I'm just a secondary reference, and hopefully that's all they look at me as. I don't know. I think that she's only got two fouls. It's all I have her at. And so I guess that's kind of maybe a small, subtle storyline going into the second half of play, because should Foreman pick up that third foul? She's played impeccable defense tonight against a Division I player in Yamiris Morris. Morris comes in averaging a double-double, but she has been held to just 3 points tonight. Morris does not have any fouls as well, but Anna Grace Foreman has done a superb job of holding on Morris here this evening. So we'll keep that in mind, and that could really be a developing storyline for the second half. Should Foreman actually have a little less than a minute before the opening, the second half of play. So if we could step aside for a quick 30-second break, we'll do that. It's an 18-16 score here at the break. We'll be back with second half action right after these words. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
People often say, have a good day, but if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or just those weekend warrior aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.